question. Do you know Nine Man? It's kind of like street volleyball, but with more players. The court is bigger, the pace is faster, and it started in Chinatowns across North America. Here's reporter Anna Kussmer.
21-year-old Ethan Wong has been playing nine man since he was 13. He says his club, the Boston Hurricanes, feels like family.
I feel like I have a bunch of older brothers, but like also like younger siblings, and I feel like I should give them advice, you know?
Nine Man got its start in the city parks and alleyways of Chinatowns, but now it's also played in the suburbs, too, like here in this spacious high school gym complex in Newton, Massachusetts. One of Ethan's coaches is his dad, John Wong. John also played Nine Man growing up in Boston's Chinatown.
The genesis of Nine Man came from just, you know, Chinese immigrants, right? Who were predominantly restaurant workers, and they needed some type of, you know, outlet when they're not working. And the sport of nine man built a community.
John says over the years, he got a good job and moved out to the suburbs. And his sons didn't have easy access to the tight-knit Chinese-American community he grew up with. He says playing nine man is a place for them to connect with their roots. Just about everyone playing here today has roots in China. It's no coincidence, says Boston Hurricanes president Jeff Chin. It's the rules.
The rules to be eligible is that you have to have some Asian or Pan-Asian heritage. And then on the court, the rule is that 6 out of the 9 should be 100% Chinese.
The other 3 players can be half Chinese or have a background from another East Asian country. These rules are for the big annual tournaments, like the North American Chinese Invitational Volleyball Tournament played on Labor Day weekends. Thousands of players come from Chinese-American communities in Boston, New York, Toronto, Montreal, San Francisco, and a dozen other places. Chin says keeping the sport all Asian gives kids a unique experience.
First, they're a little shocked. And then they feel safe as far as, okay, this, I don't feel like the minority.
And when you're almost always a minority, that feeling can be pretty powerful. Ursula Leung made a 2014 documentary about Nine Man.
It's not an entirely race-exclusive space, but it is a space that's trying to honor opportunity for Chinese Americans and the opportunity to be, like, free of stereotype, but also the opportunity to play. Which for Chinese Americans is a very specific opportunity because there's still very strong stereotypes about the abilities of Asian American bodies.
Stereotypes, she says, like they don't have athletic builds, they're not assertive.
One of the great things about Nine Man is that it's sort of, I think it wants to defy the stereotypes so badly that it really is a counter narrative, and it's encouraged, you know, and celebrated that to be like loud and crazy and hyper. Out of the, you know, out of any kind of box that they could put you in.
Cameron Ponce plays with the Boston Hurricanes. He is Filipino-American, one of the 3 non-Chinese players allowed on the court during the tournament. He says he doesn't mind the rules.
I think it's cool that they let 3 non-full Chinese people play in general. So, I mean, I totally get it.
In fact, Ponce says he feels more included here than when he plays on mostly white volleyball teams.
If anything, I felt more outside than that because, like, I was more Asian.
But there is a conversation going on about whether the rules need to evolve. Jeff Chin wants Nine Man to remain Asian, but he says as demographics change, there may be fewer 100% ethnic Chinese players interested in the sport.
You know, what happens in, you know, 20, 30 years from now when there's more mixed kids, and that's naturally going to happen. You know, how does that play into the rules and how do you adjust rules to facilitate for that?
The bigger conversation may be about opening Nine Man to another group, women and girls.
I think that'd be super fun.
Amanda Lacey plays volleyball with the Hurricanes, but she'd like to get the chance to play in nine-man tournaments.
Like, to prove that, like, we can do it, too. Like, not just the guys. We can do it, too.
For The World, Anna Kussmer, Newton, Massachusetts.